Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank.
But first, it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or you can click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows back at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, where you can pick up some Wait Wait tchotchkes. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Melissa McQueen from Denver, Colorado.
Hey, how are things in beautiful Denver?
They're just wonderful.
And what do you do there?
I teach fifth grade.
Do you really?
Yes.
And what do you teach those little guys?
I teach them all sorts of stuff. I teach every subject.
Really? So. What's your favorite unit to teach? What's your favorite subject?
Oh, it's got to be ancient Egypt.
Really?
Yes.
Have you ever heard of a god named Thoth? And is that how you pronounce it?
I'm not familiar with that.
Yeah, I knew that guy was making it up. Welcome to the show, Melissa. Carl Castle is going to read you three limericks this week, all associated with politics. The last word or phrase will be missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly in two of the limericks, you'll be a winner. Here is your first limerick.
Though we might be infected with rabies, we'll change no votes to yeses or maybes. Their hearts we will hook with infantile looks. We earn trust when we look like
babies.
Yes, babies. According to a recent study by researchers in Jerusalem, voters prefer politicians who look like babies. This is because, said the lead researcher at Hebrew University, quote, people generally associate a baby face with attributes of honesty, openness, and acceptance, unquote. Also, babies, much less likely to have secret, illegitimate babies. The thing is, if looking like a baby makes you successful, why isn't Newt Gingrich president?
I was just about to say.
Here is your next limerick.
A congressional session is daunting. I find that our manners are wanting. Instead of a hearing, there's teasing and jeering. Yes, most of our time is spent.
Taunting?
Yes, taunting. Very good. Research out of Harvard has found that members of Congress waste 27% of their time taunting each other. Although I don't think that's wasting time. They should referee Congress like the NBA. If a senator gets two technicals for taunting, he's ejected, he tears his jacket, shirt, and tie off and heads to the locker room while all the other senators throw beer at him. All right, very good. Here is your last limerick.
The toilet bowl sign gets me thinking. For this courthouse, my trust is now shrinking. Yes, I am appalled by the sign in the stalls. It says, please don't use them for...
drinking.
Drinking, yes. The city hall in Chandler, Arizona, has posted signs reminding people not to drink from the toilet.
Is the entire city council made up of German shepherds?
No. They say they put up these signs, please do not drink from the toilet, because they've recently installed one of these gray water systems that use recycled water to flush toilets to save water, and it would make somebody ill if they were to drink from the toilet. However, what is worse, risking that somebody occasionally gets sick from that or revealing to the world at large that toilet drinking is something you have to prevent?
What's going on in Arizona?
Not.
I mean, there's that saying like, oh, there's something in the water, but apparently there's something
the
in
problem.
The toilet water.
Carl, how did Melissa do in our quiz?
Melissa, you had three correct answers, so you win our prize.
Well done. Congratulations.
Hey.
Thank you so much for playing, Melissa.
Great. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.